Now we have our second feature, which is written by Lauren Cope, and it looks at a moving process, the woman using 3D printed skulls to rebuild faces. Your reader is Sarah Lusher.
A visual effects expert who's worked on productions including Star Wars has joined a project hoping to solve cold cases by rebuilding faces from 3D printed copies of skulls. Anita Clipston was born in Norwich, growing up in Sprowston and attending Earlham High School, which has since become City Academy of Norwich, from 82 to 86. She later studied at Norwich University of the Arts, learning graphic design in the 1990s. She was 31 when she left Nelson's County, moving around the UK and taking on roles for film giants, including Aardman Animations, known to many as the creator of Wallace and Gromit and Shaun the Sheep, and Lucasfilm, where she worked on Star Wars. Beginning in stop-motion animation and retraining in visual effects, her career has seen her work on productions including Jurassic World, Game of Thrones and Harry Potter roles, roles she said were great fun but involved very long hours. She has since gone transatlantic. The past 8 years have been spent living in Canada and, now studying a master's at the New York Academy of Art, recently joined a forensic sculpture project. I had always been fascinated by forensics and using art to reconstruct, to try and help people, she said. So I said, yes, sign me up. I wanted to do something that meant something. My mum died 4 years ago and my life changed and I went back to school. When you lose family, it puts things in perspective. The innovative initiative, created thanks to a partnership between the Academy and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, has seen her work with 15 other students to help police identify the remains of men found in British Columbia and Nova Scotia between 1972 and 2019. Each student has been given a 3D printed copy of a skull, from which they have, over 5 days, painstakingly recreated the faces of the unidentified people with clay. But Miss Clipston said the reconstruction was largely science-based, with little room for artistic license. First, the muscles on the face must be applied before students put in-depth markers to decide the thickness of skin tissue. The skin that covers our skulls is 16 millimetres, for example. Sometimes, if there were clothes found, they can tell whether the people were skinny or larger weight, she said. Ageing can be applied to the sculpture if police have been able to estimate someone's age and the appearance of eyes, for example, are dictated by how deep the sockets are. Cases are only put forward when dental records and DNA testing have failed. This year's cases include people who've been found on a hiking trail to someone washed ashore on a beach. Suddenly you have a face staring back at you, she said. There's a moment in the room where everybody goes quiet and all of a sudden you realise you have somebody's face in your hands and that this person doesn't exist anymore. They don't tell us whether someone is a murder victim or just lost, but it's very interesting. You reach a point where there are 16 extra people in the room and it's very emotional. It's quite a moving process. Since the New York Academy began the programme in 2015, 4 people have been identified. It is the first year the Canadian police have been involved. If there's one person out of 1,000 identified, you help someone say goodbye to their family member. It does change lives, she said, adding that she had thought about pursuing forensics in art in her future career. The sculptures will go on display around America and Canada in the coming months. The programme is the only one of its kind in the world, and over the years it's included murder victims, migrants found in the Arizona desert, and remains found on a Civil War battlefield.